Okay, let's be honest for a second. How many unread emails are sitting in your inbox right now?
Oh, man.
I mean, specifically the ones with subject lines like, weekly departmental update or funding opportunities memo 04B.
If we're being honest, I probably have about 400 of those archived without ever even opening them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I bet you consider yourself a pretty diligent person.
Yeah.
But here's the scenario. You're a brilliant student, or maybe you're a researcher at a university.
Okay.
There are literally billions of dollars in grants, awards, and fellowships just floating around. I mean, free money to do the work you love.
Right.
But to get it, you have to dig through a dense 10-page PDF attached to one of those emails we just talked about. So what do?
You delete it. Or, you tell yourself, I'll read that later, which is just a polite way of saying you'll delete it next week.
It's the classic content crisis in higher education. We have the opportunities, the money's there. But it's just buried under layers of what I call administrative sediment. But what if that boring email could transform itself? What if that PDF could become a 60-second video, a podcast episode, or a translated briefing in your native language automatically?
Without a human lifting a finger.
Yeah.
That's really the promise of the technology we're looking at today. This isn't just about, convenience, it is about accessibility. We're running a kind of theoretical integration strategy today,
Okay.
taking two very different players and smashing them together to see if we can solve this attention bottleneck.
I love these mashups. It's like fantasy football, but for tech stacks. So go ahead, introduce the players.
All right, first up, we have InfraReady Corp. If you work in higher ed, you almost certainly know them. They're sort of the operational backbone for over 250 institutions.
Right.
They handle that messy, chaotic world of internal funding, limited submissions, all the approvals.
So they're the plumbing. They make sure the application goes from student A to reviewer B to dean C.
Exactly. And on the other side, we have Auto Content API. This is, think of it as an industrial grade content engine.
An ending.
Yeah, and to be clear, this isn't a chatbot. You don't chat with it. It's a system designed to take text and data and just mass produce audio, video, and social content all in the background.
So the mission for this deep dive is pretty simple then. How can a platform like InfraReady, which centralizes all these decisions, plug into Auto Content API to stop just managing applications and start actually marketing them?
Precisely. And the so what here is huge. It's about moving from a passive administrative stance, here's the form, good luck, to an active engagement strategy.
All without hiring a single extra person.
That's the key.
Okay, let's unpack this because marketing can be a dirty word in academia sometimes. But before we get to the solution, I really need to understand the problem better. What's life actually like inside these research offices using InfraReady?
Think of InfraReady as like the central nervous system. Before platforms like this, applying for a grant meant literally walking a physical stack of papers to three different offices for wet signatures.
Oh, I remember those days.
InfraReady streamlined all of that. If a university has a provost grant or a graduate student excellence award, InfraReady handles the intake, the routing, the decision tracking.
It's a massive time saver. I saw in the notes that one graduate school saved 80 hours a quarter just by moving their processes onto the platform. That is 2 full work weeks.
It's incredibly efficient, yes. But here's the catch. Their mantra is scale the programs, not the people.
Right.
Research offices are notoriously understaffed. You might have two people managing 500 different funding opportunities. They do not have a marketing team. They don't have a videographer.
So while InfraReady automates the workflow, the routing of the forms, the actual communication of the opportunity is usually just a copy paste of the guidelines.
Correct. And that brings us right back to your unread inbox. In an economy of content saturation, just text doesn't cut it. If you want the best applicants, not just the ones who are good at reading compliance manuals, but the ones with the best ideas, you need to meet them where they are.
Enter Auto Content API. Now, I was looking at their documentation, and they described themselves as a headless content production system. That sounds a bit spooky. Headless. What does that actually mean?
It's a software term, but let's use an analogy. Imagine a restaurant. In a normal setup, you sit down, a waiter takes your order, walks to the kitchen, brings you food. That's a standard app with an interface.
Okay, I'm with you.
Headless means there's no waiter and no dining room. It's a ghost kitchen. InfraReady is like the delivery app. It sends an order to the kitchen, make me a video about this grant. And the kitchen, which is auto content, sends the finished dish directly back to the app via a conveyor belt, the API.
So nobody is sitting there typing prompts into ChatGPT or something?
No, it all happens in the background. The core concept here is this shift from manual creation, where a human writes a script and films a video, to automated transformation.
But transformation is the key word, because the university already has the content.
It do.
The grant description is sitting right there in Infoready.
Exactly. The raw material exists. It's just in the wrong format. It's in boring PDF format, and we need it in engaging video format. Auto Content API just acts as the converter.
Okay, let's get practical. I want to run through strategy A. Let's call this the explainer revelation.
Go for it.
Picture a student visiting an InfoReady landing page. Let's say it's for a complex undergraduate research and honors program. Usually, they just see 1,000 words of eligibility requirements.
Which is a super high-friction experience. That student is probably scrolling on their phone between classes. A wall of text just looks like a stop sign.
Right. But with this integration, the Auto Content API could crawl that InfoReady page. It pulls out the deadline, the requirements, the benefits.
Sure.
Then it generates a script, selects an AI avatar, maybe a professional woman or casual speaker, and produces a 60-second explainer video.
And that video just sits right at the top of the application page.
Aye. Looking to fund your summer research? Here are the three things you need to know before Friday.
What's fascinating here is the impact on dwell time. You know, Google and other search engines, they love video. It keeps people on the page.
Right.
But more importantly for the university, it reduces the intimidation factor. It turns a bureaucratic form into a welcoming pitch.
Okay. I have to play devil's advocate here. I've seen AI avatars. Some of them are.
Uh-huh.
Some of them look like they're holding in a sneeze.
That's fair.
Is a Gen Z student who lives on TikTok actually going to watch a video made by a robot?
That is a very fair question. The tech is improving rapidly, but let's look at the alternative. Is the alternative a polished cinematic video produced by a film crew?
No.
No. The alternative is text.
True.
And this brings us to the economics of what's called the long tail. If a university wants to hire a video team, that costs, what, $3,000?
Easily. Minimum.
So at $3,000, you only make a video for the blockbuster grants, the million-dollar initiatives. But what about the $500 travel grant? What about the library poster competition?
They get nothing. They get the PDF.
Exactly. But looking at the auto content pricing, creating a short video costs about 400 credits. That translates to roughly 4 euros.
4 euros? That's less than a latte at the campus coffee shop.
That is the paradigm shift. When the cost drops from $3,000 to 4 euros, you don't just market the big stuff. You market everything. You can blanket the entire Infoready ecosystem, all those thousands of small niche opportunities, with high engagement media.
Wow.
That is how you democratize access.
That's a really good point. It's not about replacing the Super Bowl commercial. It's about lighting up the thousands of little opportunities that usually go dark.
Precisely.
Okay, moving to strategy B. This one struck a chord with me because I spend way too much time in my car. The notebook LM gap.
This is a technical, but I think a crucial point.
Yeah.
We've all seen Google's Notebook LM. You upload a PDF and two AI hosts banter about it. It's pretty amazing.
I listen to them all the time.
But it's a consumer tool. You have to manually drag and drop files. There's no API. You can't automate it for an enterprise.
Right.
InfoReady can't have an intern manually uploading sensitive grant data to a public Google tool one by one.
And privacy is a huge deal here. We're talking about unpublished research, patent applications, sensitive data.
Absolutely. So Auto Content markets itself explicitly as the Notebook LM API alternative. It allows for a private, secured pipeline. So think about internal compliance. InfoReady handles things like research milestones or IRB protocols. These are dry, dense documents.
Stuff nobody reads until they're in trouble.
Exactly. But with this API, you could automatically turn those PDF manuals into a two-host podcast episode.
So a faculty member could listen to how to apply for the provost grant on their commute.
Yes, it takes the friction out of learning the rules. Instead of skimming a memo while walking to class, they're passively absorbing the information while driving.
And then there's another layer here that I think is critical for universities. Global reach. I saw that Auto Content supports over 50 languages.
This is huge. I mean, think about the demographic of a modern research university. A significant percentage of graduate students and postdocs are international. English might be their second or third language.
So Auto Content can take that English grant application and instantly synthesize an audio explanation in Spanish, Chinese, or Hindi.
In minutes. And just think about the equity implication there. Complex academic legalese is hard enough for native speakers.
Sure is.
If you're navigating a new country and a new language, that wall of text is a massive barrier to entry.
It's basically an exclusion zone.
Right. By offering an instant audio summary in their native language, you are expanding the total addressable market of applicants within your own university. You aren't just making content, you are making the playing field level.
That is genuine inclusion through automation. I hadn't thought about it that way.
Yep.
It stops being a cool tech feature and starts being a diversity initiative.
Precisely.
Okay, let's get to the fancy stuff. Strategy C, deep research. This sounded a bit sci-fi to me.
This is where we move from process automation to decision intelligence. Right now, In40 is largely a reactive tool. A grant exists, you post it, people apply.
Right.
But the deep research API allows the platform to be proactive.
How so? Is it just Googling things?
It's more sophisticated than that. The deep research endpoint uses agents powered by models like Gemini or OpenAI to browse the live web. It can go to sec.gov, it can go to reputable news sources, and it can synthesize trends.
So how does a platform like InfoReady use that?
Imagine setting up a recurring research task. Every morning, the system scans for new external grants, competitor research trends, or changes in federal funding policy.
And then?
Then it generates a daily briefing podcast specifically for the vice president of research.
Oh, wow. So instead of the VP having to hunt for news or ask an assistant to compile a report, they get a custom 5-minute audio briefing.
Good morning. Here are 3 new funding opportunities released by the Department of Energy that match our engineering department's profile.
That turns the platform into an intelligence hub.
It creates a tremendous amount of value. I mean, if you can save the VP of research 30 minutes a day, that pays for the software subscription 10 times over.
Yeah.
And because the API provides structured output citations, confidence scores, it's trustworthy enough for academic use.
It sounds great, but I have to ask the practical question. Universities are slow beasts. Is an overworked admin actually going to set up an API integration? InfoReady prides itself on being no code. Right? They say no IT support required.
That is the beauty of it. You don't need a computer science degree. AutoContent is designed to work with platforms like Make.com and Zapier. These are no-code connectors.
So we're talking drag and drop.
Essentially, you create a workflow. When a new award is created in InfoReady, that's your trigger. The action is send details to AutoContent API.
Okay.
Minutes later, the API sends back a video file and an audio file, which automatically get attached to the listing.
It's a set and forget model.
Once it's built, it runs forever. It fits that scale the programs, not the people motto perfectly.
There's one more implementation detail we need to touch on, and this is where things get a little controversial. The voice cloning feature.
Ah, yes. The Dean Paradox.
Explain the paradox.
Students and faculty, they want to hear from leadership. A personal message from the dean encourages people to apply. It validates the program. But the dean is busy.
Extremely busy.
The dean cannot drive to a recording studio to record 30 distinct 30-second intros for 30 different grants.
So the solution is to clone the dean.
Technically, yes. With voice cloning, the dean records one sample, maybe 3 minutes of audio to capture their cadence and tone. Then the API can generate personalized audio encouragements for hundreds of different awards using that voice.
Okay, hold on. If I'm a student and I get a message from Dean Smith and I find out later it was a robot, I'm going to feel a little cheated. Isn't there a risk of inauthenticity?
There is absolutely a risk, and it has to be managed. You probably need a disclaimer. But think about the alternative again. The alternative isn't real dean versus robot dean.
Uh-huh.
The alternative is robot dean versus silence.
That's a fair point.
Is it better to have a personalized, encouraging message that sounds like the leader of the school, or just a wall of text signed by the administration?
So it's a trade-off between presence and purism.
Exactly. And in a world where engagement is falling off a cliff, presence usually wins.
It's amazing to think about. Before we wrap up, I want to look a little further ahead. You mentioned something in our pre-show notes about the agentic web. That sounds like a Marvel movie plot device.
Yeah.
What does that mean for a university?
This might be the most important part of the conversation for the long term. We are moving toward a world where humans aren't the only ones searching the web. AI agents are searching the web for us.
Like this search generative experience on Google.
Exactly. In 2 years, a student might not go to the university website and type biology grants. They'll just ask their personal AI assistant, find me money for biology research.
And AI goes hunting.
Here's the key. If your content is just a PDF locked behind a login or a flat text page, the AI might miss it. But if your content is rich, structured data video transcripts, audio summaries, clear JSON tags, you become readable to the machines.
So using AutoContent isn't just about making cool videos for students today. It's about making sure your opportunities actually exist in the search engines of tomorrow.
Correct. It is future-proofing your data. If you aren't machine-readable, you are invisible.
That is a terrifying and motivating thought.
It should be.
So let's summarize. We've seen that InfraReady has the robust management platform. They have the data. AutoContent has the creative engine.
And combining them solves that production bottleneck. It allows a higher ed institution to operate with the speed and engagement of a media company.
Without the budget of a media company.
That's the key.
It's incredible to think about. We started this deep dive talking about buried emails and stressed out admins, and we've ended up with a fully automated multimedia intelligence machine.
And here's a question I want to leave the listener with. We know the technology exists. We know it's affordable, under €5 to transform a document. So if an AI can read a grant application, summarize it into a podcast, and translate it for a global audience in 5 minutes, what is the excuse for any university process remaining opaque and inaccessible?
That is a very heavy question to end on, but a necessary one. If the tools are there, we should be using them. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the future of automated media in higher ed. Keep learning, and we'll see you next time.